Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Today we have David Yontif from Behind the Velvet Rope. Again, normally we don't do shows like this, but I wanted to do what's going on, hot topics, and the only person that I could possibly think of doing this with is Mr. Yontif right here. So thank you for joining me again. We had such a fun time last episode. We got so many comments and likes from it. So we're a pretty good team.
I mean, I could give you all the things I'm misunderstood about one day I'm here if you want. You know, I mean, I fit in the misunderstood. But yes, thank you for the hot topics. Thank you for inviting. What an honor to be in. Am I your first return guest?
You are.
Oh my gosh. Before we get started, I have to ask you a question. Really?
Okay.
This is okay. So the thing is, I don't know if you know this, but I'm looking at your what you're wearing. First of all, I love what pants are these?
These are Alvin Valley. He's known as the king of pants. I wear his pants almost every time I shoot, different ones, obviously.
Pink.
But I love how hot the colors are. I have a yellow, I have a pink, I have a blue, I have a black, and he makes pants better than anyone else. So anyone that needs a good pair of pants, go to Alvin Valley. He has a store in Palm Beach. I think he's going to be in the Hamptons this summer. So, and he makes them made to order. So they're fitting for your body.
Come and find me in the Hamptons. And by the way, I've got a lot of listeners for my own podcast, Behind the Velvet Rope. So if he wants to do a custom pair, I'll give him a free shout out.
Okay, I'll let him know.
But this is, I just noticed the pants are gorgeous.
I pay for mine. So maybe I should be asking for a deal now that I gave him the shout out.
But here's the deal. So I notice your jewelry. I notice your necklace. I see this. There's a star, but I see a lightning bolt.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a lightning bolt is?
No.
Oh, you don't know this.
No.
That is, it's because you
Does
don't
it
watch.
Does it mean I'm a swinger?
It means that I think you've, did you ever have an affair with Tom Sandoval?
Are you kidding?
The lightning
He's
bolt.
He's not my type. Let's just start there.
Okay, first of all, I went to see Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras in concert last week. This week, did you see the body?
I did
revenge
see the
body.
It is a revenge body, but he's totally not my type. I actually don't get it. I don't get why everyone's so up in arms, especially over him. I mean, that it to me is just an odd person to be like so obsessed with either hating or loving. He kind of seems like in the middle for me, but he does have a good body. But he's one of the worst singers I've ever heard.
No.
Why does he have a band?
Okay, first of all, but the thing is, him and Raquel, mm-hmm. when they were having the 7-month affair, mm-hmm. they gave each other lightning bolt necklaces. And nobody noticed it.
Wow.
But then it's like he has one and she has one. That was like their secret code.
Come on.
So I swear to God.
Oh,
so
me wearing a lightning bolt, you think I've had an affair with Tom Sandoval?
Are you sure?
Definitely
He has
not.
One and you have one, so I need to know if you had an affair.
No.
Has Rachel, you could tell, had an affair with Tom Sandoval?
Okay, well, no, I definitely would stay far away from that one.
He's not your type for lots of reasons. He's my type.
Is he? Why is that?
I mean, I just like a body.
Mm.
I'm really, there's nothing here. There's no substance to me.
Oh, I like the substance.
You do?
Yes, I do. Oh. I'm really into that. So what was it like seeing him in concert?
Okay, this is a real true story. I'm doing a whole show and a whole episode on my podcast about this. I brought three friends. One of them does not watch Bravo. First of all, when I say bring, I mean like they had to buy tickets, but they were $25.
Mm.
One of them does not watch Bravo. The other two do. The other two are like, we cannot believe we're going. But it was like a night out. I'm like, you'll come with me. We'll have drinks. We'll have fun.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day, this is miserable. I can't believe if anyone sees us there. We're so embarrassed. We get there. ABC News is outside. They're like, if that camera points at near my direction one more time, I'm hyperventilating. I actually ended up talking to it because they recognize me and they're like, aren't you in like the podcast? This is what you do, a Bravo podcast. I'm like, all right, I'll speak to you as long as you could say Bravo, you know, behind the
Velvet Rope. Who were the kind of people that were there? Was it packed?
It was okay. Well, I mean, they show this thing online, Long Island, no one's there. It was busier than I would have thought based on all this hype. It's cover band. So they sing like Rosanna. They sing like Journey. They sing songs.
I love those songs.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Aha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It really covers 80s, 90s, and like early 2000s. They did Outkast. Yes.
What?
So then he's there. And then the shirt eventually comes off. So I was like, when we left, I figured, no. We all walk outside. My two friends, the two that watch it, they're like, independently, they haven't talked about this. They're both madly in love with Tom Sandoval.
No way.
We've been texting all week. Probably the best concert of our life. I mean, we're obviously making a little bit of a joke out of it. It's not their best concert, but they're like, should we go to the DC show? Where else is he playing? It's changed their lives.
Wow. So, but that little clip I saw of him singing, Was that just a bad clip? Is he a good cover artist?
I thought he was a good singer. I think I sent you Rosanna by Toto.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll
aha, take
I will go
on
to
me.
The next one with you. Yes, how about that? Did you actually meet him? Did you say hello?
I have a picture. I have multiple pictures with him. Yes.
Did you ask him any questions?
Before the show, some of us in the industry were able to go back, but he doesn't know at what you're in the industry. And I was like, should I mention, like, my whole point of being here is an actual Bravo podcast, which I did because I felt a good vibe.
Okay.
Then he was like, kind of taking it back. I'm like, this is all off the record. Don't worry. I mean, of course it
isn't. Except for now, we're talking about it.
Except for that. You know, listen, I asked a lot about it. I didn't say, how's Raquel? Because she really is in a mental facility. Now, no one has seen her, so we don't know that for sure.
What do you mean by a mental facility?
Well, that's where it gets – some people are – look, she's keeping a low profile. We don't know where she is. Mm-hmm. He says she's at a true mental facility. No visitors, no phone, no contact with the outside world.
Why would she need to be in a mental facility?
I think, well, unlike you, who the whole world came for after you had relations with a certain someone, and you understand, and if you're not, you don't know who you are inside, and the whole world hates you and is saying things. And imagine that. Would you be okay if all that happened now with Instagram and social?
Well, you know, it's a good question because it happened to me exactly how it's happening to her, right? People just absolutely hate her, and she's getting a lot of negative comments. And for her to turn on her phone and see that in social media, or even just to hear how people are writing about her, it's really, really hard. I mean, no matter what things you do in your life, maybe mistakes, maybe things you don't regret, but it sounds to me like they didn't regret what happened between them, but people are not obviously liking her decisions, right? It is so hard when people are so judgmental and awful and almost violent towards you. I mean, we saw the clips of the reunion, and you see just in those clips the anger and people standing up and yelling at her and calling her names and being so awful. And to Tom, too. I mean, I feel like in my situation, the man didn't get a lot of flack. It took this long for people to start to maybe think the man that I was involved with has some issues, and it wasn't just the women.
Well, there have been some new developments in that area too, speaking of hot topics.
But I will say, if I had the opportunity to go away and get some help for whatever I was dealing with my self-esteem, I probably would have taken it. How I took it was I went on celebrity rehab. That was a real moment for me, a real 3 weeks where I became a recluse. I couldn't leave my house. I was super depressed. I lost everybody in my life. And I was with Dr. Drew and 8 or 7 other people for 3 weeks and dealt with the feelings, not that situation, but I dealt with what that's like to, you know, be so hated and why I was so hated. But it stemmed way further back in my life. So I dealt with my life issues. So if she's doing that, I totally get it. And more recently, like in 2000, I checked myself into the Meadows to deal with my post-traumatic stress disorder from September 11th, from being in a huge scandal that people like we're talking about hated me
and still want to talk about to this day
and still want to talk about and shame me for to this day. It's really hard to take on my own guilt, but everyone else's anger about how it triggers them, that's a lot to handle. So yeah. I think if she is in a mental facility, I wouldn't call it a mental facility. I would think it's some sort of a rehab, even though, you know, you don't have to be an alcoholic or a drug user to go into rehab. If she's taking time for herself, that's great. But the anger that has, you know, that has come out of this scandal, I really don't understand. That entire cast was based on cheating and not being loyal, kind of. And so I still don't get the level of anger that comes from these former cheaters. Do you?
No. I mean, listen, I cover this so many times. As you know, Behind the Velvet Rope is a 3-day a week interview podcast. And the other 2 days, we do hot topics like this. So 5 days a week. A scandal is like it's one of my hot topics just because people want, I don't understand it at all.
Right.
You know, like,
why haven't people moved on to a different
Well,
scenario?
I'm hoping. I am hoping now, look, I don't wish harm upon anyone, but now that Kim and Croy are getting divorced,
right.
A lot, my DMs are like, when are you going to talk about this next week? We're finally talking about it. I'm like, this doesn't even shock me either, but this shocks me more. And I'm more invested in a woman that came on smoking cigarettes, cursing, was with Big Papa, now is with Croy, like, and has found what seemed to be love. There was a whole spinoff show, has four kids with this man, has two kids of her own. Everyone knows. This, to me, is way more. And now has, like, all these money problems. This is a real scenario.
What happened with them was Tom Sandoval and his two women was obviously a real scenario. But, like, Kim and Croy, to me, this is like a marriage falling apart, and people were really invested in what they portrayed. So what is your opinion on the divorce news with Kim and Croy?
I mean, honestly, I didn't believe it. I believed it was a divorce, but I really thought it was like a legal play for financial reasons because, you know, they each owe about $1 million, with which Lala has spoken out against them, as has Bethany. And I agree with both. They both have something to say. And I'm like, I agree with both of you on this.
Meaning what? What do you
mean? Well, Lala has come out and said, you know, this really kind of puts the nail in my coffin of like, why have a partner? I've been saying that for years. People can slip into my DMs, but
Hold on. Meaning she thought they were the end-all be-all of reality TV marriages?
Well, I think her own situation, Scandoval, and now Kim and Croy. You know, listen, I feel I have a jaded view of relationships. I think I have an adult view of relationships. Mm. So she's just like, what's the point? I'm thrilled, not bitter. I'm thrilled with my own life. I'm my best partner and I love my life.
Okay, guys, I'm so excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Literally, the day I started using Rocket Money, just a few days ago, they were able to find hundreds of dollars in monthly subscriptions that I did not even know I had. Literally hundreds. I was absolutely shocked and amazed by this. Every month, I'm like, where's all my extra money going? Now I know. Rocket Money showed me that I had been paying for a monthly credit monitoring system that I did not know about and hadn't been taking advantage of. It also broke down those little transactions that are frequent but seem innocent, such as those daily trips to Starbucks, which can quickly add up to hundreds of dollars. Between my daughter Wyatt and I, we've been single-handedly keeping Starbucks in business, and I will definitely have to be cutting back on those coffee trips. I was so excited about Rocket Money that I even told my producer Kelly all about it, and now she's a member as well. She's already found a ton of ways to save money she didn't even know she was spending. She's a single mother, and so am I. So taking control of where our money is going each month is so important. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you are one of them. Like that Stars app just to watch one show, or the free gaming trial you never actually used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find subscriptions for you, and for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. It's that easy. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place, automatically categorizes your expenses so you can quickly and easily track your budget in real time and also get alerted if anything looks off. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. I'm not kidding you guys. When I got a trial for this and started, I was blown away. I love this app. I hope you try it because you are going to be obsessed and you are going to be happy that you did. Stop throwing away your money, cancel unwanted subscriptions, manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/understood. That's rocketmoney.com/understood. rocketmoney.com/understood.
Kind of agree with all that. And then Bethany, you would like to say something?
Well, I just want to say that
you're going to say that's bullshit. You're hiding something.
No, you're really unhappy. Not at all.
You need therapy. You have to get to the root of your issues.
No, I was going to say people get divorced all the time. They had a long run for them. How long were they married?
I think 11 years.
Okay, so they had a long run. And people fall out of love. People, when they have financial problems, that causes a lot of tension, a lot of anger, a lot of blame. We don't know what their actual reasoning is for their divorce, but it could have been coming for a lot of years. She did a lot of spending. She kind of changed him a little bit, you know, in the years that you see Croy develop or whatever. And her kids have completely morphed and changed. And maybe they just, you know, there's obviously issues that we don't know. We can only speculate, but people get divorced all the time. I don't know why that puts the coffin in somebody not believing in relationships. That seems a little odd to me. But
I just already, for me, it didn't put the nail in it. I just already felt this way. Like, okay, welcome to it.
I agree. I'm cynical about relationships for my own reasons, but not because people in reality TV don't work.
And by the way, now it's rumored, or this is breaking, I don't know, like in 24 hours, we might find out something else, but a rumor is that she's also been seeing this older gentleman, lots of money. So,
well, that would be, you know, par for the course for her, right?
That's why now I'm like, oh, like it went from like what happened to like, is Kim just, I mean, trash? Like, is she just going from one to the next, just for money? I guess that doesn't make you trash. I guess that's harsh. I should take that back, Kim Zolciak. But it just, I don't know. Like, we met her that way with Big Papa. And listen, I understand it. I'm not judging because I really am not. I don't judge anyone. Mm-hmm. It's just more like, I don't know what, I don't know why that's disappointing to me. If that's why. It's more like, I don't know, I guess, well, like, we thought that might not really be the cause.
I'm all about dating wealthy
and like, I am no one to judge anyone. I'm just like, I thought maybe she was so in love with Croy.
Yeah. Well, he's hot. He's super hot. I think he's hot. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have Tom Sandoval.
Oh, God. Back on that one again.
Okay. I'd rather have Tom Sandoval. So, I mean, I guess – and then Bethany went on a rant of, which I agree. Listen, I love material things. Mm. I mean, I'm all about spend it, have multiple cars, have – I mean, I'm all about conspicuous consumption. Let's spend like it's the 80s, guys. Mm. Not if you don't have it.
Yeah.
So Bethany went on a rant, like, pay your fucking bills, and this is what's wrong with America and what's wrong with the world is that people just – I don't understand that. You go out, you spend $4,000 on your credit card, the bill comes, you can only pay $300. Well, guess what? That was a bad month. You should never now spend another penny on that credit card till that thing is – I mean, I don't understand that type of living. That's just me.
I agree that that is an American trait, and that is something that is really – difficult to see people get into that scenario. It's not just a reality TV thing, though.
No.
So many people try to live above their means. So many people are living a smoke and mirrors life. Well, probably because of things like reality TV and because everything is about who you are, what you look like, what your, you know, what car you drive, where you live. I mean, people find their self-worth in those things.
But that doesn't, that's a Band-Aid. So you buy the Bentley, the Band-Aid is there. You're thrilled for 3 weeks. You still have to live with the fact
with
that
yourself.
You are, right, insecure and you haven't worked on yourself.
Right. Well, and always it ends up exploding, imploding later.
Yes.
Because you can't keep it going. And, you know, if you're using those things, right, to get a man, to get a woman, whatever it is, people will eventually see who you are on the inside. So all those things won't cover it. I think that's, you know, the end result. And you end up.
So why don't people, you and I are sitting here and realize this, like, if you can afford it, by all means, buy a new Louis Vuitton bag every week.
Oh, who's guilty of that?
I love my Louis.
Yeah.
I am calling for an intervention a little bit, but I'm not doing it for the wrong reasons. I'm doing it because I can afford it and I like it.
But you do get like a new bag every week.
Yes, but I'm not.
Your podcast must be doing really well.
But listen, okay, time out for a minute. I am not doing that to fill any void.
No.
You know, like, okay, we all do things. Mm-hmm. People drink. I mean, sure, like, you know, but it's if I couldn't afford it, trust me, it would be over.
Right.
I would go live in a one room studio somewhere and I would be happy.
Right. Well, it also, you know, when you don't have that anxiety of, oh, God, this is going to catch up with me, or, oh, God, I can't afford this and it's going to prevent me from paying my rent next month, whatever it is. I mean, when you don't have that anxiety, it feels much better about living in the moment. I'll say that.
Yeah. And you're not doing it like to say, look at me.
Right. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's why the Chrisleys are in jail.
Yes. Yeah. And what's the story with that? I still have never understood that.
I mean, it was definitely because people are like, why did they get more time than Jen Shah? Like, they definitely have more charges, like tax evasion. Mm-hmm. They also, I think at one point Julie lied or they were caught in lies, like lies on something. They were lying to the government about something. So
which
it's like,
you should never do.
You should never do. You should also never listen. If you want to do something bad, not paying your taxes is probably, that would be like last on my list. That's really, there's no coming back from that.
Right.
That ain't going to end well ever.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
No, and we've seen so many people go to jail for that. I mean, didn't Wesley Snipes go to jail for that back in the day?
I like the situation from Jersey Shore.
Right. There's a lot of people. So it happens. No matter who you are, you'll go to jail for that.
I mean, listen, I don't want to pay my taxes either. I want more money. I want all my money. Yeah. But, you know, I'm like crazy with that stuff, like really anal. Like, well, okay, maybe we should take this. But no. If it's going to be a red flag, like I don't want to say I did, like this is just pay it. Like I just don't come back and like – I'm one of those people.
Right.
Like, I don't want you coming for me in 5 years for anything.
No, of course not. Okay, so let's talk about what are the hot topics right now. You've had a lot of people on your show. You just had Suzanne Summers on your show, who made some news and said that she was one of the original people that was asked to be on The View with Barbara Walters, and she turned that down. So,
she did.
Yeah.
So we just kind of – it wasn't even – like that's where being a podcast – being in my fourth year, I have a trained ear now when I hear something. I'm like, what?
So you know it's going to be news.
And you – well, yeah, like that – the whole reason that even came up is – I mean, I didn't ask about it. I didn't know. I said, you know, what about you on Shark Tank? We've had Bethany. We've had Alex Rodriguez. You know, Suzanne Summers, Thighmaster. I mean, Suzanne Summers has real money. Mm. Talk about people that have real money.
Yeah.
The Thighmaster is huge. So I was like, would you ever go on Shark Tank? I figured that alone could have been something. And she was like, no, you know, it's not really for me. I don't really vie for time, you know, airtime well. And I'm kind of like alone. You know, actually, I was at – it was for her, it was nothing. She didn't know what she was doing. She wasn't supposed to be a thing. And I was like, wait. Like the original View with Barbara Walters, like they actually wanted you. And she was like, yeah. And, you know, I just could sense that this show would be vying for airtime, talking over people. I mean, exactly what The View is. Mm. So I was like, David, stay on this. Throw the script away. This is something. And I was like, and then you don't know. So then you Google afterwards, like, Suzanne Summers, The View. And you're like, I don't see anything. And then you do it. Oh, she was on The View. I'm like, this is not out there. Right. Which is because, you know, I mean – she's 76. Like, there's many interviews. Like, The View started when? I'm like, this could be out there, but it's not. And even if it's out there, you could still get press with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the crazy thing about this. If someone said something 5 years ago, no one, unless you're in the weeds, no one really. But I was like, this is not out there. I'm like, this is a major thing that she would have been sitting there. Suzanne Summers, that's pretty big.
Right. That would have been great. I would have loved to see her on it.
One of my favorite interviews ever.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So another thing you've gotten pressed for is talking about who is on Ozempic in Hollywood. Or maybe not in Hollywood, but in reality TV.
And in Hollywood.
Okay.
I've talked about it.
And your own journey, so to speak, on Ozempic yourself.
Mounjaro or in the semaglutide, but yeah, same thing.
Okay. So people that have heard about this that don't know much about it, why don't you tell them how it makes you feel, what it does?
I admit it.
Why are people so nuts about this topic?
And well, you know, I think, listen, to be honest with you, you'd be shocked. This really is the amount of people that slip into my DMs. I would say only 1% is a hater. 99% are like,
how can
you,
I do it?
Well, yes. Yeah. And I've referred people to my true medical professional that you work with that needs to write a prescription. But most people are like, you know, thank God you're just being honest about it.
Yeah.
Really, I think that's where – because let's face it, everyone's lying about it. So
– right.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I think that people want to act like they're losing weight on their own and it's hard work. And I think probably people are embarrassed because they don't want to admit that they're taking a drug that could probably go to somebody else who is sick with diabetes. It's a diabetes drug for people that don't know. And the side effect is it helps you lose weight. So that's why a lot of people are taking it. And it could be for huge amounts of weight, or it could be for even just a little tweak in your body, the last little bit that you can't get off. So for you, what was it like? You lost a decent amount of weight, right?
Like almost 40 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge.
In like a – almost in a healthy way though. I mean, it just cuts down your appetite, right? Well, you tell me.
I mean, yeah. So I guess that's the controversy that, A, you're taking something that right now, like Mounjaro, is only prescribed for people that, you know, have diabetes. However, it is going to be FDA approved for weight loss. Like this – I said this from the first day and I will stand by this. You can – love this. You can hate this. This has changed the weight loss industry forever. You can quote me on that. I was just in the Wall Street Journal talking about this. I don't know everything, but when I focus on something, it's like this is Botox. This is truly Botox. Mm-hmm. So this has changed the weight loss industry forever.
And it's a quick fix. I mean, you could lose a lot of weight very quickly.
Since October, I lost 40 pounds.
Yeah, and then keep it off too, because it's something you can stay on and maintain in cycles or whatever. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but you know, you could get it off and keep it off. It's not like fluctuating.
Well, this is where a lot. Well, first of all, yes. Now, I mean, I just want to say, because people, I think some people, maybe if you're not educated by this, think that you take your injection once a week and then life is good and you eat a key lime pie for breakfast and you have pizza for lunch. And so it's like none of that is true. Like you're not cheating the system in the sense that you're eating and enjoying life. Mm. You are doing this and you're right. It really kills your appetite in large part because of the side effects are so bad, at least for me.
Interesting. So, what were the side effects you had?
I'll tell you. And but so I mean for me it's like, look, that's where it's like it's no picnic. And I tell people that slip into my DMs that are like, can you connect me? I'm like, I'm out of this. I'm not the medical professional. You actually need to go through a consult and a blood test. But I'm like, if you're asking me if I have side effects, I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. There you do. I mean, everything. Like I've had all of them. First of all, you get really exhausted at times. Mm-hmm. Like I was in the beginning, it was worse than COVID. Like I could not keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, really. And then also at some point you're eating so little in the beginning that it's because of that. But I mean, you do get nauseous to either throwing up or your stomach is in such cramps that you feel like you're going to throw up, but don't. Mm-hmm. Then
there's the worst feeling.
For me, the absolute worst side effect is the digestive issues. Mm. So here's, you know, for
– sounds wonderful.
Well, here's also – let me tell you this. It also – the way it works, just for people that don't know, is once you inject yourself, the food stays in your stomach. So if you and I went out for a lunch right now, you – just say the normal digestion time for that is 12 hours or whatever. I'm just making that up. For me, it stays in my system – for maybe like 36 hours. So imagine if we both had a burger and fries. You would be hungry for dinner because it's lunchtime because that's normal, whereas my burger will sit in my stomach probably for 2 days.
Oh.
That's how it works.
Wow. Oh, so, to keep you full, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's just – this. And again, I'm not a doctor. So everyone, I cannot – like I'm just oversimplifying. But Like, so when you say burp a certain way, you know how when you have that great like Italian meal and you burp and you're like, oh, it's so satisfying, that that chicken parm I had last night for dinner. What a great taste. Here, your the burp is tied to something that has been in your stomach for like 3 days.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Yeah, we can just leave it at that. The burps are the absolute worst.
So let's play a game. Are they on Ozempic or are they not on – or are they just losing weight and healthy by going to the gym?
Let's see.
Okay. Let me think.
Because there's a lot.
Okay. So Kim, like Kim and Croy, we were talking. First of all, Croy doesn't need it. But do you think Kim Zolciak?
I need to take a better look at her. I would say no. Someone just sent me a picture and they're like, look how much weight she lost. And I'm like, I don't see it. I didn't see a ton. Did you see it? Do you think it's a ton of weight?
I think she looks good for her. I've never really followed her body too much. I mean, she always is showing her wigs and her hair and her face and her makeup.
Believe it or not, I'm going to say no Ozempic. I think it's like a normal weight loss and she's always been kind of athletic. I would say for now, I'm going to say Kim is normal. And look what she's going through, a divorce. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say normal weight loss for Kim.
Okay. How about Adele?
Ozempic.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
It's such a drastic – I mean, this is not hard for people to get these days. Now you factor in celebrity and someone who has endless amounts of money. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it.
Okay.
And that's, by the way, what – when people say to me, they're like, thank God you're being honest, because I think that's the person that's sitting home that is eating a salad a day and is drinking water and is so – trying so hard to exercise and is starving and is just miserable with how hard they're trying and the weight is not coming off because they're not 19 years old. I think that's why they appreciate someone that says, I didn't, you know, yes, I still exercise. It is diet because you're not hungry, but like, this is how I lost my weight. They're like, at least we know why you had such a drastic weight loss and we are not beating ourselves up for the
because we can't do it. Yeah.
Because listen, when you're on a diet and you're starving and you're like, I'm just going to eat everything in sight now because I've been trying so hard and eating lettuce and vinegar and peas and carrots and I want that and nothing is coming off. Fuck this. I'm just going to eat 12 pizzas a day. That's at least for me when I was dieting.
Right.
At least they're like, now we get it, why it's working for you and not for me. There isn't anything wrong for me at 49 years old and I'm trying so hard and I just can't take this weight off.
What about
So I don't buy it, Adele.
Blac Chyna.
Ooh. I would say no Ozempic. I feel that it's like a normal weight loss. I don't see such a drastic change with her.
Also, she's taken a lot of her implants out.
Yeah.
Or made them smaller, whatever, however you do that. But she looks much more natural and tiny to me.
Yeah, I would say all of that plus like a healthy, clean lifestyle. And there's no more lawsuit with Rob Kardashian that's in the past, I would say. No Ozempic.
She's just let things go naturally.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
I would say no Ozempic. I mean, she's always – I mean, I think she's a freak of nature. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. What is she now, 51, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
52. I mean, she is just – I mean, oh, my God. Did you see her at the Met? Oh, she killed – she
no,
is just –
No, I didn't.
She
looked great.
She was in Ralph Lauren. The theme this year was Karl Lagerfeld. She looked, I think she's so natural.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Not normal. That's your body and that's your skin and all that. Do I think she's put needles in her face for Botox? I would say sure.
Yeah. But she also has that darker skin, so she has that glow. She looks more natural and younger no matter her age.
Yeah.
So, and she's a dancer, you know, she's fit. So, speaking of J-Lo, let's talk about the news that was just out about them and people are trying to dissect the body language between her and her husband, Ben. What do you think about that?
I mean, listen, this keeps coming up, right? Mm-hmm. It came up at the Emmys. Now, I saw something. I don't even know if this is true. Some, like, mouth reader, someone who reads lips, apparently read their lips and said it was them on the carpet. And he was like, are you okay? Do you want me to get out of your limelight? A little bit to the left. It was all about their poses and getting the pictures in. And the exact opposite of what people are saying.
Right. Right.
Then we have that car door where, I mean, you slam a car door. That's not – I mean, a lot of people slam a car door.
Yeah.
Sometimes you throw the door closed. You're like, oh, whoops.
It must be really hard for them living under the microscope where it almost seems like the tone is people don't want them to succeed. People want there to be some sort of issue between the two of them, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, maybe because she's like looking for love all the time, and that's the narrative surrounding her, and mm-hmm. they were together. And
she gets married very fast.
She gets married and falls very fast. Yeah. And this was fast, even though, you know, and I mean, I guess also because of Ben, and he had his own addiction issues, and he's right. painted as like a bad guy in the media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really get it. Like, why aren't people coming for all these other couples mm-hmm. that are out there newly forming? I don't know. I hope that it lasts, right?
Yeah.
Do we need another Kim and Croy? Like, I would like to see J-Lo. Look, if it didn't work, it wouldn't shock me mm-hmm. because look what they're under, this media scrutiny. And, like, she obviously works all the time and he works a lot. But I don't know. I think there's something to be said about coming. It's like the person you marry that you went to high school with and you reconnect at the reunion when you're 42 years old.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be great to have somebody from your past that knows you, that cares about you for who you were and isn't so impressed necessarily, but has a respect for you. So wait a minute. I want to talk about a couple that seems to be in a very good place. What do you think of the news about Chrishell from Selling Sunset and her new marriage with a woman, G Flip?
Well, her ex, Jason Oppenheim, says he totally supports it. Mm. They are just the stellar couple. You know, it's been a year. It hasn't been forever. I'm not for or against it. It's just the whole thing, like, just like myself, Mr. Jason Oppenheim, another person I can relate to, is successful in business and just doesn't really want children. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. I personally have been through a lot of trying times in my life, trauma, grief, for example. I think those are universal themes that people can really understand. I lost my fiance, Andy, in 9/11, and the pain was unbearable. Since then, I've gone through other traumas that didn't feel as big, but I still needed to talk to somebody, and having somebody I didn't know that well but was really good at listening felt like the right thing to do, and it was so helpful to me. I love that I can have someone to talk to that isn't one of my close friends that I can just confide in and feel like it's between us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I signed up for this just the other day. I've already been matched to the most perfect therapist for me. I'm excited because I've already touched base with them and I have my first appointment in a couple days. So I will let you guys know how that goes, but I'm super excited to try this service. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/understood today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/understood. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/understood and get on your way to being your best self.
I mean, I would listen, if Jason said, oh, my girlfriend and I now are having a child, I would be just as shocked,
yeah.
You know, because that's the whole reason. And he loved Chrishell so much and she wants a child. We saw it on the show. The new season of Selling Sunset is back May 19th. I cannot wait. I don't work for Netflix. I'm just putting that out there. But
we're just so excited to see it.
Rachel,
and by
beyond.
The way, Nick Cannon's baby mama is the newest girl on it. So this should be a really interesting season.
It's going to be great. And so, like, that would shock me. I mean, he basically broke up with her because, like, I love you so much. And first of all, I do believe that they broke up and now they work together. And he's also the boss and he just has such respect and love for her as a person. I love to see that.
I agree with that, too. But, you know, it's interesting that everybody thought the reasoning was because of the timing of wanting a child. Okay, so now she's fallen in love with a woman, which we haven't heard that this was something in her past. I mean, I think this is a new kind of development in her sexuality. And as we know, if she's going to have a baby with this woman, they have to adopt or do something with a surrogate, which is the same kind of stuff she could have done with Jason if they were on the same page. Maybe this girl is on the same page with her and they want kids immediately, which is why they got married now.
I mean, I would hope so. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, like, it's not strange to me, or I'm not that shocked. I would just hope, like, have you lost – like, are you – Are you on the rebound? Or are you so in love with this person that you forgot, like, you want a family and children?
Right.
If they announce they're having a family and a children, whichever way, I would be like, this makes complete sense. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Because
what do you think about people finding a new path in their sexuality late in life after a breakup?
I don't really – I'm all for it. Mm. I don't know if I really understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, I don't know. I understand so many things, mm-hmm. especially as a gay man. Fluidity is less – I mean, look, there are people that are fluid, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't even mean like bisexual. I mean, you just talk to certain people that are like, I mean, what a great thing to be able to just meet the person and connect with them. You know, like Tyler Posey from what show is that on MTV, that vampire show? Teen Wolf. I mean, he's more or less into women, but is like, oh no, I'm fluid and I've been with plenty of guys. And I just don't. Really, and I don't know. I'm so not fluid. So
yeah, I'm not either. I mean, I like a real man. I mean, I like manly men.
You prefer
men.
Croy over Tom Sandoval and his nail polish, so I understand.
Yeah, I don't think I could be attracted to somebody who wears nail polish because I don't like feminine qualities in the person that I date. That's just me, you know, personally. I think it would bother me. But, you know, I don't have anything against people finding their person because they fall in love with the person inside. I mean, I get it. I haven't found my – I mean, I'm still – you know, I'm not married, so it hasn't happened to me yet.
You don't want to start dating women?
I don't think so, no. Unless she was super manly. So I don't think – you know, and then at that point, I could date a man.
There's – manly women out there.
Well, okay, but I'd like to find a man first. I think that would be better. But speaking of LGBTQ and that kind of fluidity at the moment, let's talk about that because it's a really hot topic. Have you had anyone on your show to talk about that topic yet?
What topic?
Well, LGBTQ in general and the fact that it's in sports. I mean, so many people – that's become kind of an entertainment news piece because of the Jenners and, you know, the
Caitlyn
Kardashians.
Has been very vocal about mm-hmm. – right. Caitlyn's been very vocal about trans women should not be able to compete in women's sports.
Yeah.
And it's because of that one person whose name, like, escapes me, who I guess won everything.
Oh, yes, the swimmer.
Yes.
Yes.
Look, a lot of people agree with – listen, I'm not exactly – every time I say this, people are like, why do you say that it's such a bad – I'm like, I'm not exactly the most woke person. Everyone's like, why do you say woke as if it's a bad word? Mm. I don't, but I also don't believe in, like, a lot of things. Like, I don't believe in, like, coddling your children. No. Like, not everyone gets a fucking medal. Sorry. I'm actually really, as a gay man, way more conservative than people think. Mm-hmm. I believe – yeah, but I – completely, and a lot of people agree with Caitlyn. I disagree. I've disagreed on my show before, and then I mean, man, if you think people in middle America or around the world hate gay people, they hate trans people even more. Oh my God.
Well, they're scared of what they don't understand. Means, I think. Yeah.
I mean, the comments I got were like, why would you this, and you know it's not a real woman, and like just like this person can't have a baby. So I mean the comments were disgusting. So I disagree with Caitlyn on this one, and I love a little Caitlyn Jenner, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's, by the way, people can say anything they want about her. That woman, when she was a man, was the most amazing athlete, and if you let her compete now, she could still beat half the men. So, of course, she'd beat the women.
That's why she says it.
Yeah. Oh, well, so I haven't even heard her comments, but it seems like common sense to me. And we
all know Caitlyn's conservative.
Yeah, yeah. And I do disagree with you because, I mean, this is a topic that I'm not familiar with because I'm not in that community. I don't even, you know, I'm not even in the sports community, right? Either one. But I think that in women's sports, somebody who was born a biological man would have way too much advantage, even if their, you know, hormones have changed because they're given hormone therapy. It just seems like the advantage is different. But what do I know? It seems like that it just seems like it would be an unfair playing field.
Well, that's why a lot of people agree with you. And I totally understand. Like, I get the argument. Mm-hmm. I totally understand where you're coming from, where Caitlin's coming from. I just am like, listen, like you say, and by the way, you can say what you want about Caitlin and people hate her because she's conservative. But if you're not, you know, in the community or you don't, like you're not in the entertainment business, you're not in certain, if you're really outside and you really don't, the point is around the world, mm-hmm. people don't know a lot of people. Caitlin is really probably one of the most famous, if not the most famous, trans woman nationwide. Now, you know, there's many others, and we have Pose and Ryan Murphy, and like there's plenty of people mm-hmm. if you live a certain, like if you're just with the world. But mm-hmm. if you're really isolated, like all these haters, Caitlin is the face of it. So you can hate her all you want and say she's conservative. She still has done more just by existing as formerly Bruce Jenner for the trans community. And a lot of – listen, the trans community don't like Caitlin. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So – but my whole thing is like if you were born as – like if you were born, Rachel, you could tell.
Yeah.
And you were 6 years old and people are like, this is disgusting. There's a lot of controversy that you should not let, you know, young children go through, like, whatever. But like if you at 6 years old were like just disgusted by Barbies and your pink pants mm-hmm. and just all you want, and this is a lot of stereotypes, all you wanted to do is play. So the bottom line is you truly were a man. Yeah. Like that is the way your brain thought. It's mm-hmm. nothing to do with your sexuality. Just you were a man. And so imagine like we talk about Ozempic and people that want to look a certain way. Imagine if you looked down and you were so just disgusted by the
and
body
not only
you
disgusted,
were in.
Felt like you were in the wrong body. Felt
yeah.
so un at ease in your own skin.
Yes.
I think a lot of people can't understand what that's like.
They can't.
Yeah. So I
that's
think
the problem.
People got to tread lightly on the trans thing.
Right.
Because you don't know what they're going through. But it's like a fact thing about whether or not they're better at something because they were born a man and with more muscle mass. I mean, it's kind of simple to me.
I get it. But so
I know you don't agree.
No, the only rule, I'm going to get to my point and then you can answer. But like the only point is, so like if you, right, if you had to be a man, say for mm-hmm. you, or someone had to be like that would trump. You would lose your parents over it. You would lose your significant other. You would get into a category that you may not be as sexually desirable to people, which I'm not saying is the case, but to a lot of people, like that would trump friends. That would trump that would trump everything. Mm-hmm. Like you would have to go through this. You could deny it all you want. People come out as gay, you know, but like you would have to be a man. That would, mm-hmm. You would lose everything in the world for that because that's who you were. So now let's say someone does that and, you know, is now a woman. So now you've lived your whole life not being included. So now you're a woman, period. And that's why so I think it's so ignorant that when people say like, this is not a real woman. Well, it is. You just don't understand. So now all I'm asking is where do you now want this woman to compete if that's a sports person?
That
is my only thing.
Tell
me where you want this person.
I don't know.
Because now you're saying you can't be included.
Right. So these people just feel not included.
But we're putting them back to like age 7.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It's really hard.
That's my only thing.
I get it. I mean, there's a lot of compassion that goes with it. And trans people, LGBTQ in general, I think there's a bill being considered right now in Florida, maybe in other states, that of whether or not doctors can not prescribe certain things and, you know, they won't even take them in their office. So this whole feeling, you know, for at quote unquote, these people seems almost like they're not human, that they don't deserve the same rights that we do. And I think that's really unfair. I think that's crazy that people are considering to not give health care to trans people or people that choose to be a certain sexuality. I mean, I think that's really incredible that that's what our government has come down to.
I mean, we're kind of taking steps back, right?
Yeah. With the abortion thing for women too. I mean, I think it's really incredible.
So it's like, I look, and I do understand it. I do understand the mm-hmm. argument with the Caitlin and everyone, but it's more like, well, then where do these people compete?
Yeah.
You know? So that's just my only thing.
Speaking of sports, I find this story interesting. The WNBA is starting up again this season. A lot of women in the WNBA have decided to not stand or even be in the arena during the national anthem. Have you heard about this?
No.
And the WNBA is known for being very supportive of the LGBTQ community. I think a lot of women on these teams are, you know, bisexual, lesbian, whatever sure. they choose to identify with, but not a lot are heterosexual. So they all, you know, the WNBA really supports that. But Brittany Griner, do you remember her? She was in Russia. She was detained yes. there for having some drug paraphernalia in her suitcase. America brought her back to this country to give her her freedom again. And she is not is reportedly not going to stand during the national anthem. What are your thoughts on that?
Why? So why isn't she going to? I'm confused.
Because she wants to support her teammates, because they don't believe that a lot of rights have been given to women in athletics in general, and they're just not supporting, you know, the national anthem or American Americans or America, so to speak. And I think it's really interesting. I mean, of all the people,
what do you mean? Because like they're taking away rights from like the
yes,
LGBTQ community.
Black women. You know, they don't support that. America doesn't right. support its country.
Like, we're going backwards.
Yeah.
So we're not going to stand during the national
yeah,
anthem.
Yeah. So of all people that I would love to see get up and put her hand over her heart when the national anthem is played, I think it would be Brittany Griner. And I think people would just get so emotional seeing her because America brought her home. And
yeah.
I would love to see her be the one that kind of turns the tables to be like, you know, people can have their own individual feelings about things, but you could still be proud to be an American. And I wonder what you're feeling.
Like. I mean, in that sense, yeah. I mean, if I was in Russia and I was being detained and couldn't come home, I would be like, that would trump. Just like the desire to be who you really are within yeah. the second, you know, like I would stand.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it would be really
I would
nice
be like, this country
her.
Saved me and that, I'm sorry, like I would, my life would be so much worse if I wasn't here. So like, I have to honor this.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wish that.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So we saw, speaking of people in prison before, we saw Jen Shah prison photos. Do you care?
I mean, she's just such an awful person. She looks pretty put together.
Yeah.
For, right?
She did. She looked like she had a nice, her hair was back very nicely done.
There's no grays. I mean, where's the hair? Is she, your hair colored?
No, I don't know. But, you know, I saw she was wearing glasses, so she doesn't get her contacts there.
And I don't know. I have to look close. I thought I saw, like, a watch and maybe earrings.
I saw her wedding ring.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, you would think that they would take all that away.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying that I want to go to prison, but I just like where we started with Raquel, like yeah. to have like a timeout from life. I mean, if someone said your timeout for like, I mean, please sign me up for a timeout, girl.
Yeah.
I'd like to go. And I know you have to wake up and you have to work and all that, but that didn't look so. I was like, all this jewelry and bling. I didn't even notice the wedding ring.
Right, right.
Wow.
Okay, so other hot topics. Anna Nicole Smith, they have a movie coming out about her. You actually interviewed two of her close friends.
I know
what
them
was that
really
like?
Well. They know Anna. Like, they've been on my show, Patrick and Paul. They've been on my show many times. They, you know, they were, first of all, they were on the Anna Nicole show. Like, they really knew her. They were offered, like, which I found interesting, which doesn't shock me, like, over $1 million basically to get the paparazzi and, like, TMZ all back in the day into her funeral and all that. And they were just like,
what?
We just couldn't do it.
Wow.
And this is what they claim. And I was like, I mean, listen. You know, you want to honor your friend, but somebody did it. Somebody's going to do this.
Right, right.
I don't know. That's a dilemma. I'm going to be honest. If I'm yeah. being really honest, I would take the money.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't dishonor you, but I would just, I mean, all right, this is going to get out there. Yeah, I want the check to clear my bank account for $1 million.
I saw recently.
Come on in.
Yeah, I saw recently that they said that they didn't believe that Anna's wishes would be to have Larry Birkhead raise the child.
They are very anti-Larry.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Do you think they have any connection with Danny Lynn?
I mean, I know them really well. Mm-hmm. I could say, you know, no.
Wow.
I mean, like, connection, you mean like...
Are they talking
to
her?
Oh, I thought you meant like, are they the father?
No,
like,
no. I mean, are they speaking to her? Have they grown up in her life because they were so close to her mother?
I think, I mean, listen, I only know what they tell me.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, according to them, Larry, even that's, he moved to Kentucky, couldn't make it in Hollywood, and just like, talk about someone you want to get on the Rachel You Could Tell Misunderstood podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, I would Larry love would to get Larry there. Burkhead or and Danny Lynn. Yes. Yeah. Because I think they're so interesting, and you never hear how it was to grow up without a mother who's so famous and iconic. And, you know, I would love to hear about the struggles he went through to prove that he was the one that deserved to raise her. I mean, there was that guy Howard, the lawyer, that said he was the father. He was written on the birth certificate. And from what these friends that you interviewed have said, they've said that Anna Nicole disliked Larry and made fun of him a lot. So it's interesting to see how that turned out.
And like, I'd love to ask Danny Lynn, like, you know, I mean, the world, a lot of the world says your father's a bad guy. Are you aware of that? How does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm. But like, is he a bad guy? We just don't know. We haven't heard from him in the last 16 years or however long it's been, right? How old is she now? Or how long has it been since Anna died?
I think she's in her teens. Yeah. I mean, I saw that. There was a picture that went around recently. I was like, oh, wow.
And remember, she had cross eye. Her eyes went in separate ways. She had her eyes fixed. I mean, I really would love to hear.
Really?
How, yeah, when she was a baby, her eyes went in opposite directions.
She had that. Okay.
Yeah. So it's she's a beautiful girl.
And she was the son who died her 100% or were they different fathers? I don't even know.
I don't know that either.
Anna's son who died.
Who was the
Daniel.
Father of Daniel? Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be interesting. So there's so many questions to ask. I'd love to talk to them.
I also heard
that Lorena Bobbitt has a movie coming out. Remember her? I mean, I love those Where Are They Now stories. I would love to have her on.
You know who I want to have on?
Who?
Really bad. I think my team has tried. But I think she needs money of some sort. I want Amy Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're from New York.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take Mary Jo Buttafuoco too. But I want Amy Fisher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would love to hear whatever happened to her. How did she get over that stigma? Did she go to jail? I don't even remember. If people don't remember, Amy Fisher was the woman who was having an affair with a married man. What was his name again?
Joey Buttafuoco.
How could I
forget?
Welcome
to Long Island, people.
And she went and shot the woman that he was married to in the face.
Yeah.
And she survived. And that was Mary Jo?
Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Yeah. And
she used to be on Howard Stern all the time.
I wonder, did they stay married?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
And why did she shoot the woman? She just said, this is my man.
She said, this is my man. She probably was jealous. But by the way, how do you get over that stigma? Did she ever get married? Was a man ever able to you know, let that go and marry her? I find that
I would love to talk to her.
Yeah. Did she learn a lesson?
You know who you should also go after, which it's not going to happen? Huh? It's a hard one. Monica Lewinsky. I still want her.
Well, you know, the thing with Monica, I know Monica. I've spoken to her a few times. You know, her story, she's told her story so many times. So I don't think she's necessarily misunderstood anymore.
Right.
I think people get the story. So she's an obvious.
Ryan Murphy American Crime Story was brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was very good. And I love that she co-produced it and was able to give her side. And it didn't make her look very good in my opinion. I mean, it made her look like she kind of went after the president and really made it difficult for him to get rid of her for a little bit.
I would still love just like 20 minutes with her.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Well, who wouldn't? Okay. So we're back in New York. When is Real Housewives of New York coming out?
7/16. I need to think for a minute.
Oh gosh.
Like
how do you
tomorrow.
Know this already?
Yeah. Oh no, they did. They have a trailer with no pictures, but it's just an apple sitting there and you see a hand reach in with manicure nails and take the apple and you hear a huge crunch, huge bite off air. And it says 7/16. Andy Cohen says it's different.
Yeah, he doesn't sound that excited about it, but maybe that's just because he doesn't want to get anybody's hopes up and wants them to literally come in with a clean slate. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, listen, Andy Cohen, from having a Bravo podcast, Behind the Velvet Rope, which is every day of the week, Rachel, you could be honest, it's his favorite franchise. He lives here. He's connected. Like, he knew Jules Erin before this. He knew Luann. So, like, Also, what I said recently on my show is Andy, these are his peers. Andy is 52. Luann is 56. I mean, it must be hard. Listen, he cares about Andy Cohen and Ben and Lucy more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for his, you know, net worth of $75 million, he'll do everything he has to do the job.
Yeah.
So he has no problem firing all his friends. But it must be, I'm sure he's not into watching a bunch of 32-year-old, 37-year-old influencers running around New York. Right. I'm sure, I mean, listen, Andy Cohen doesn't go to anything Housewives. He says that. Last summer, before he ran into me at Schools Out for the Hedron Martin Foundation in East Hampton, he stopped by Luann's Fosé launch at Topping Rose. I mean, oh, he doesn't, right, like, he's friends with Luann. He's So, I mean, I'm sure he would rather be hanging out with like Luann and Ramona and mm-hmm. Jill and Sonia than these people. So, I don't think it's, I'm sure it's harder for him too.
Yeah.
But still, different isn't really, doesn't sound, listen, I'm not.
Do you think they should try a new city also?
Listen, I've said this, like, I feel so mixed about the new New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at the cast and knowing, like, having heard of them, I'm not like overly excited. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yeah. But listen, I've said this, they need to make it. Because this is what I think they should have done. I think if they did like a real life Gossip Girl and took even younger, like 20-somethings.
They tried that.
I know.
They tried that. And it's
they tried
really
it a bunch
worked.
Of times. Yeah. And they tried it with Gallery Girls. They tried it with New York City Prep. Mm-hmm. But like look at like The Hills and like they did The City, like a bunch of like mm-hmm. bitchy, wealthy, like you have to like lean in. Mm-hmm. It could be diverse. Absolutely. This is New York. But like, you know, looks the part. I mean, has so much money. The most obnoxious, over-the-top women that don't know, you know, anything and have daddies, like a real-life Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
That would be annoying, but we would hate those people and we would love to hate them. This is like in between
it
for me.
It might be interesting. Yeah. I think a great idea for a show is everyone's moving to Palm Beach or to Florida. I'm moving to Palm Beach. I think they should do a new kind of series about women who are on their second act of life. They don't have to be married. Maybe they are. But like it's a real struggle and hustle figuring out how to get your kid into school, having to pay the bills, having to date again, having to find new friends when you move. But all these New Yorkers are moving down to Palm Beach. I think that's kind of a great episode to figure – to see how they do in a new environment when they come from having the personality of a New Yorker and you're doing it alone. I – I'm nominating myself for that.
I was just going to say, you really just want to launch an entire show around you and we'll cast basically. People that you become friends with.
Yeah. Well, Palm Beach. I think it's interesting. Like, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to know very many people.
Have you met anyone
people.
There yet?
Well, yes, I know some people there. Yes, my daughter's going to start school there in August, and I went to a school meeting already and met a couple kids in her class and their parents. So I'm navigating what that's like to meet all the new parents. But I think that's kind of interesting to follow someone on a new path of life as opposed to meeting new people in New York who have already been here who I don't even know are real New Yorkers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what makes them, you know, so good to be on the Housewives of New York. And most of them aren't even housewives, I don't think.
No, this time around, we have a lot of single people, more. Yeah, I'm not sure.
But isn't it interesting that, sorry to interrupt you, but the Housewives of New York are categorically the only show that doesn't have husbands for the most part, and they can't seem to find a steady boyfriend. When they do get married, well, that's what I was saying. When they do get married, the divorce happens very quickly, like with Luann. So it's almost very interesting. It says a lot about New Yorkers and how hard it is to meet the right man here, how hard it is to be a single woman here. So I think that kind of show is even more interesting. Dating is always a real interesting thing. I loved Love is Blind. I want to do that.
Really?
Have you watched it?
It's hosted by Nick and Vanessa?
Yes.
No, I have not. They just had their own controversies. Mm-hmm.
Yes. People didn't like them after the
They
reunion.
Said she was too biased. He was too biased, but especially her. They're not losing their
show
jobs,
isn't,
people.
No, but that show isn't about the host as much because that show was so interesting to me because people are meeting behind a wall. It's very similar to online dating, although you get to see a picture. You have to like the person's personality first and really
do people
connect
last
with them.
That have gotten married
yes,
from that show
yes,
really
absolutely
people more than the babies. Bachelor more than the Bachelorette
yeah actually people haven't had babies from that show. That's Marriage at First Sight. That one I'm also obsessed with. I want to try any of these shows because
Love
what
is
I'm
Blind
doing
is
not working.
No, Love is Blind is interesting.
Yeah.
Listen, I know you should have been on the New York Housewives. I get it. Let's put out there, maybe there'll be a show about you in West Palm, Palm Beach. There
it
are
doesn't
others.
Have to be about me. It's just, I find that interesting.
It's an interesting, listen, I think what they need to do with this new, it's already filmed. I hope New York is like in Housewife. Like if yeah. you can capture and show New York, mm-hmm. the city, that is interesting to people that have never been here. I mean, we've had a million shows in New York, but yeah. it still works. The hustle and bustle of New York, charity events. I mean, listen, I say all the time, I want my housewives to be uber, uber, uber wealthy. That's mm-hmm. why Beverly Hills is so, like, I think people want to escape. So there's so much money here.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of it's finance money and they're never going to do it. And a lot of really wealthy people will never be on TV. I just hope that they capture that side of, like, you know, you're – doesn't matter. Like, whatever the rules of the charity gala benefit are, you're so rich and you're on the board, they're going to let you in. Like, they're going to break the rules for mm-hmm. you. You know, I want that uber – like, wealth here is, could be as interesting as Beverly Hills. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Okay, last couple things. Erica yeah. Jane is now in Vegas.
She's heading to Vegas to bet on Blonde, and guess what? David from Behind the Velvet Rope is heading to Vegas. September and December, honey.
Okay.
You can come with me one of the times.
How did she get a residency there? Tell me that.
Well, I feel, you know, there is some chatter that she has this new, much older boyfriend and he's a big gambler. And I'm like, I don't know if that's how. I think, look, I've seen her. I saw the Pretty Mess tour mm-hmm. multiple times. there is something about her performing. It's very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. So she's good.
I think she's good.
And she puts on a good show.
I think she puts, I mean, listen, picture Erica Jane, honest. You want to go back to Ozempic or not? I say Ozempic. I mean, she's looking good. But like, yeah, picture Erica Jane on a stage, costume changes, smoke. Yes, there's mostly gay men in the audience. There's plenty of women too. I don't know if there's any straight men there, but like lots of gay men. Yeah, there. Kajade is, it's a real brand. It's a real thing.
And how many songs does she have that she can make a show out of?
Well, there's a lot. We have How Many Fucks. We have Painkiller.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You really know her.
We have Pretty Mess. Oh, honey.
So she's going to put on a good show, you think?
Listen, if you think about it, it's Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to work in Vegas.
Yeah.
Look, is she playing the equivalent of, you know, Madison Square Garden there? No, she's playing like House of Blues, which is where like lots of people perform.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
What do you think about the victims in the case with her ex-husband, I guess he is now? Do you think they're going to have a problem with it?
I think a lot of people have a problem. I've already done shows on I'm Betting on Blonde and heading there, and people are like, you are disgusting. Like, you hate me for a lot of other reasons. Just hate me for this one, too.
Right. Well, why do they hate her for that, do you think?
Well, I think people feel that, you know, she should be giving money to the victims, that right. this windfall came to her through this man that stole from these victims, and she's living a life here. She's living a life.
Well, what people also are not taking into consideration is here she is hustling to get a residency there. She's going to be making money there. She's working so she can get money. I mean, she needs money right now. She doesn't have a man supporting her.
No, she doesn't have a man supporting her. Yeah, I mean, listen, and then like legally her argument is always like, not that she has really addressed this a lot, but legally, I mean, I just spoke to her directly at Homeless Not Toothless, the event in Dorit's charity in
it's
LA.
Really the worst name.
It's kind of funny though at this point. Okay. And by the way, you know, I mean, look, Erica is very – this is what I love about her, though. She's very business. She's never – like, she's just not – I love her. She's like, thank you for supporting. Great. Like, yeah. We had a few moments where she was like, you know, I'm not out of the woods yet, but things are starting to turn. Like, I appreciate that. Give me a little nugget I can take back to Behind the Velvet Rope and the Rachel You Could Tell podcast, Misunderstood. But she's like – here's what she said. You talk about people that should be on your show – like she said, like, look, when the world is crashing in, this is something you can relate to. When the world is crashing in against you, you have to protect yourself. 100%. Period. And so I'm like, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. it takes a strong person to have to block out all of that and victims. And like, you still have to get up and put food in your mouth and figure it out for yourself. Well, absolutely. Everything. And legally, you know, there's always the argument of like, I can't be paying victims. Not that she even is entertained. It's not really her place. I don't have to entertain this.
Yeah.
Everyone says victims and this and that. But like, so I think I always say on my podcast, two things get to be true. You could feel horrible for these people, and you could say, I'm going on into Vegas to make money. Mm. The two things get to be true, but that is what she said to me directly face to face. She's like, you know, when the world is crashing in, you have to – not everyone could survive that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel I could. Like, I can go through what you went through, and I would be just fine.
Yeah.
And I don't know about when I was 23, but now I could.
Yeah.
I would be like, Erica, you just have to – you preserve yourself and then figure out the rest later on.
No, I agree. And I actually respect that she's hustling and doing something to get herself back up on that stage, so to speak, and, you know, do something to create her brand as opposed to being known for what people know her for now, you know?
Yeah.
And she's, you know, trying to get away from just being known as a housewife, just being known as a rich man's wife that got in a lot of trouble. So I think it'll be an interesting path for her.
And like at BravoCon, I wasn't there, but I know I had someone on my podcast, like a friend of mine was like, you know, they were waiting at the barriers for like who came and went from the hotel. Cause I said, like, who was rude to you? It was like, it's like a blogger who's way less advanced than I am in the world, but that's not even, I'm not being obnoxious. I'm just saying, like, I was like, so tell me who'd you, and you know, he said like Eric, and apparently, so Eric, you know, they were stopping and you know, the barriers, you take the selfies, but he's like, Erica wouldn't even look. I'm like, I don't blame her. I mean, that's the thing. All these people that hate Erica so much, they still want a fucking picture. Yeah. They're still going to be nice to her when they see her at an airport face to face. He's like, she wouldn't even engage. I don't blame her. She's looking at all of you people saying like, you're the same people that want a picture with me or the same ones that crucify me. Keyboard warriors have a problem. Now you want a picture with me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you a fucking picture either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's the weird thing about our society. People can criticize you, but they want that picture.
Right, right. Okay, last question. You brought up to me the other day that Paris Hilton is going on tour. I didn't even know she was considered a singer.
Okay, well, many years ago, I'll play it for you after, we had a classic CD by Paris Hilton. Stars, you know Stars Are Blind. You know these songs. She covered Rod Stewart's Don't You Think I'm Sexy. She had came out.
Yes.
And I still listen to it often. Then, yeah, she has a DJ.
Was it played
career.
On the radio?
Yes.
Wow.
Stars Are Blind is like, if I played Stars Are Blind right now for you, you would be like, oh my God.
Right.
I know it.
Yeah, I'm really. Sure I know it.
She was on the Channel 4 New Year's with Miley was hosting. Paris came out and they all did. Like, it's a big song.
She doesn't, she's not really known for her voice.
It's a great voice, though.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, good. Okay.
I mean, then again, there's people that will just – so she's not going
don't
on tour.
Don't you have to have a number of songs to go on a tour?
There's not a tour. What's happening is in L.A. on June 7th for her first live performance as a singer in pretty much, I guess, 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. There's a one night only, but it's because she has new music. It's a showcase, Rachel.
Okay. Oh.
In the biz, we say showcase.
Go?
Okay, well, let me explain a few things. I'm not going to go, but I'm not going to go. Like, I like to, if there was a seat, I would go. It's general admission. So right now, right there, we start at a, mind you, Tom Sandoval was also general admission, but that's not going to, this is a big thing. Like, this sold out within minutes. Of course, you can still get tickets somewhere. But, and you know, there's
the Paris Hilton thing sold out.
Within like, it's a big, like, come on.
Wow.
Paris Hilton. The books, I went to the book signing. She just had her book signing in like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Were there a lot of people there?
Sold out within seconds. Honey, Paris is like, she's not,
still got it.
She's not Kim, but she's really an icon. I don't care if you love her or hate her. She's,
by the way, she's one of the most gorgeous women I've ever
seen.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I don't think people give her a lot of credit for that. She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So no, this shit sold out right away. I mean, I have my place in LA. Like, I was like, oh, but you know, and I'm like, general admission. There's no, like, you know, they arrange for me to go with Tom Sandoval and say hi. There's that's not going to happen with Paris Hilton. So I can go to a regular – if there was a seat, I would just go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, too old for general admission, honey.
Yeah,
what's the point of like standing all the way in back? Like, mm-hmm. I want to be up front. I'd rather just pay a certain amount and get a front row seat and show up 3 minutes before it starts.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors here but I wanted to go until I looked into the actual details. But if there's new music, and I'm hoping there's going to be a tour after this, I think that's the point of this, is to like showcase this song was big, this song was not. Yeah. We have to work out the kinks. I'm marking my words, there's going to be a tour with a meet and greet and all that.
Okay.
And I will go to. This is major.
Okay. What is the one show you're looking forward to that's coming out soon?
I am going to like 4 Madonnas.
What?
I have tickets to like 4 LA and New York. Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, I'm going with Patty Stanger to one of them.
Okay.
When they went on sale, Patty's like this and that and just
does
get
she
them
play her old stuff?
Now she is. This
okay,
is
good.
Do you realize that this is the year? 1983 mm-hmm. is when so this is truly the 40th anniversary, like this year.
That
so
music is still iconic. Everywhere I go, even if I go into like a bodega, they're playing Madonna, the old stuff.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
This time it's all oldies.
So we're predicting Madonna's comeback. I think people have given her a hard time recently because of her face, because of the people she dates. I don't know.
They're giving her a hard time now with saying like they saw like a performance, like footage is leaked. And there's very mixed – I mean, comeback I think is a – I don't know if there is really a comeback. Like with the kids. The kids are like, who is this? Really? Yeah,
right.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But
it really shows our age because she was the thing.
I can't.
It was her, Whitney Houston, and Wham.
And Prince.
Oh, yeah, Prince, sure.
I was just at the Tom Sandoval.
And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson. At the Tom Sandoval concert, Live Nation was outside, and they were like, who's been your best concert ever? Prince. I've seen Prince many times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really a big thing. I know. I mean, so I don't know about a comeback, but, you know, she still sells out, and the people that appreciate are going to go insane for this show.
Okay.
Insane.
Well, you'll have to come back
on to 4.
And tell me what that's like. I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert with my daughter to celebrate her 11th birthday and Mother's Day. So this will be a very interesting thing. I hate concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
I love, I mean, first of all, you're way more of the youth than I am because Taylor Swift is way more, even that's not exactly current, but that's way more of the current world than Madonna. At least the kids know who she is.
Oh, of course. And what's interesting.
You hate concerts?
I don't like going to concerts. It's too loud. You know, your seat isn't necessarily great no matter where
you
sit.
But if you know the music.
If you know the music. Like, I would go to a Britney Spears concert immediately.
Do you know what I'm also going to? This is really going to show my age. And not in New York. I don't even know where. I think Ohio and somewhere else because that's where the front row seats were. Duran.
Oh, I've been to their concert. They're
phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They are so good. And I know every song.
Right.
Yeah.
I go to – let me put it this way. I used to go to a million concerts. Now I'm very selective because I just like – I'm like, yeah, I've been to everything and like I'm over it. But Duran, I literally went – when the tickets went on sale, I was like, I don't care where it is. I just need to secure the front or second row.
Yeah.
And then when I did, when all the dust settled – because once it goes on the third-party market, you're like, fuck. I mean, it's expensive to begin with. I think I'm going to, like, Ohio and, like, Detroit. I don't care.
So you're traveling for it.
Duran is, like, major.
Yeah.
Major.
I would do that for Hall & Oates.
I've seen them. Phenomenal.
They're so good.
The thing is, you know every song.
Yeah.
Well, next time Hall & Oates comes, we'll go.
Do you think they're ever going to go on tour again?
They just played, I think, like a year ago.
I'm going to go and look because
them
I'll
go
see
to
them.
Phenomenal. You've seen them, right?
No, I've never seen
them.
Oh,
my God.
When I worked at Tao.
Amazing.
Who's the tall blonde?
Daryl.
Daryl Hall. I always get them confused. Came in and I just, no one knew who he was.
Did you
want to
marry him?
Yeah. Isn't he gay?
No, he's straight.
Is he?
I think he's married.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyways, the bottom line is he came into the club. No one in the front knew who he was. I had to jump over the stanchions and security guards and be like, no, 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 because they turned him away. And I was like, he can come in. Of course he can come in. What do you mean? So that would be a concert I'd love to go.
Isn't this sad? The 80s legends are turned away.
Yeah, it's so sad. They must all be alcoholics and in some sort of therapy now for that.
Because I have a bunch of 80s legends coming up. And I can tell you, my listeners who hang on every word I say, and when I have a Bravo person on, no one, these are not going to be my most heavily downloaded episodes. Yeah. But I'm like, this is a self-indulgent episode. I've already recorded them.
Right, right.
Lots of people.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and discussing all of your gossip. Yeah.
Before we leave, the next time I come on, and do not talk about this topic until I'm back.
Okay.
I want to know who you want out there, who we're going to fix you up with.
Okay. Because
we're going to do a whole Rachel, like, famous people dating episode.
Yeah, I think that would be really fun.
And we'll do some hot topics, too.
Okay. All right.
And everyone could follow me and listen to Behind the Velvet. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Let's start over. David, where could people find you?
Oh, my God. Thank you for asking. It's called Behind the Velvet Rope. You know, it's Apple, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are found. I always tell people, if you hated everything I said here today and I annoyed you, you should still tune in because I do celebrity interviews and it's not about me. I don't talk. It's all about the questions and getting info out of other people. But listen to Behind the Velvet Rope and follow me on Instagram, Behind Velvet Rope.
Yes.
Know the.
It's a great podcast. You will love it. And he has fantastic guests. They're always very interesting.
And celeb gossip, girl.
And the gossip. All right. Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.